Welcome to episode 2 of Background Noise. On this episode, we will be talking about how to make friends when you hate people and you want to be an introvert and not talk to anyone. Friends, relationships, family, all that coming up, along with whatever shenanigans we happen to come up with. Stay tuned.
This episode of Background Noise is brought to you by Into the Music, a record store located at 245 McDermott Avenue. And they've got vinyls, new and used, CDs, DVDs, a lot of collectibles. If you're really into the whole vinyl deal right now, I know it's becoming popular now again with the whole hipster movement. So go check out Into the Music, 245 McDermott Avenue.
Episode 2. Friends, family, fuck boys. We have it all here. Welcome to the family-friendly episode.
No, family-friendly.
Not at all. It's actually not true. This is not family-friendly at all. If you are under, 12, probably should not be listening. I don't know why you would be, because this is...
But I'm 12 and a half.
12.5. I'm 12.9. Okay, Tumblr. No, we're not going to do that. Do you have a Tumblr account? Are you on Tumblr?
I am, but I'm not really, on it. You know, I kind of have an account and it's kind of just there.
Okay.
It's collecting dust on the internet.
Okay. So you are not actually on it a lot.
Yeah.
I am on it much more than I should be. And no, you do not get to know my user account.
Are you on Reddit?
No. Well, I've recently started browsing Reddit a lot more, but I'm actually against making an account because I feel like if I make an account, all of my life will just be sucked down the drain that it is Reddit, just and gone, you know?
I've been on it a few times, but I don't know. I can't get into it.
No?
No.
Well, okay, it depends on what you're looking
for. I'd rather go on Tumblr. I go on Tumblr to browse, I just don't post.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Reddit is definitely much more of an interactive thing.
Yeah, but Tumblr's more niche. You could just follow all the blogs that interest you, and then you got your feed all personalized for you.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's what Reddit is like. If you don't have an account, then you're just, browsing all the generalized subreddits, but, if you make an account, then you can, pick and choose what subreddits you want to hear from, and have that show up on your front page, and you can just browse through that. But I guess it's kind of the same thing, both of them are pretty... Twitter is like this, too. They're pretty inaccessible unless you have an account.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can make it personalized and make your feed, who you want to follow. But, yeah. Big news on Tumblr this week. The staff are at it again. They've made a terrible update. Because Tumblr had this thing. It was actually kind of like Reddit. When you would reblog a post, you could add a commentary, and it would create this, thread of comments kind of going down the page.
Yeah.
And there was... It was a very interesting way to read people's, long posts of text, and you could see people directly replying, and it was a good discussion forum. And, a lot of the time it was just, dumb comments, that's hilarious. And it's well, that's what people do on social media, whatever. This week, they've changed the comments to look kind of like Instagram comments, almost. It's very bizarre. They've completely broken the flow.
Flat kind of...
Yeah. Yeah,
continuous comments.
Each comment has a picture, the user picture.
Yeah.
And then, says who they are. And then the comment is aligned left, all the comments are.
Right.
You can't tell who's replying to anyone.
Is this the online or the mobile one?
Both. Actually, they changed both. I'm not sure if you have to update the client to see it on mobile, because, mine is still the old style.
Yeah, I don't want to update.
And I just I don't automatically update my apps.
No,
I go through
never
and manually do them.
Update.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone thinks I'm insane. I'm I'm going to sit here and update all my... No, I want to
One day you wake up and it's what the heck?
Exactly. I want to be able to have control over my stuff.
Don't want the internet to control you. You want to control it.
But I have to be in control of your internet.
Yeah.
Otherwise it will
the
control
interwebs.
You. Yeah.
So how does the internet and social media, how do you think it plays a role in an introvert's life?
Oh, huge one. Well,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting because the internet is obviously a very powerful communications tool.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got on there, I sort of formed a friend group that I didn't have access to in my usual life. And, we spent a lot of time together and I made some friends in some very far-flung places. But that only lasted as long as our particular... We used YouTube channel comments to interact with each other mainly.
Yeah. Nice.
It was a really proto-social media. This was, nobody had Twitter. It was before Tumblr. It was before...
Before all that.
Well, I don't know if it was really before that, but, like, it wasn't really a mainstream thing.
Right.
Like, it was kind of that, and, like, it was, like, the LiveJournal era, you know?
Oh, I had LiveJournal.
Yeah, I had LiveJournal, yeah. Too. And it was just, like...
That was, like, before Tumblr. I, like, switched over to Tumblr when LiveJournal died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we used YouTube comments first, and then that kind of changed to be less accessible the way we wanted it to be.
So would it kind of look like YouTube comments would look like an ongoing stream of just you guys talking to each other?
Yeah, it was like, we didn't have any videos. We just had, like, the YouTube
homepage.
Oh,
you wouldn't comment on a video?
No, we'd comment on each other's profile pages.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was much more personalized than it is now. Now it's just kind of like, here's your videos and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it was an entire page that you kind of curated the way you wanted it to. Like,
right.
You'd change your background
this
color.
This was before, like, Google bought it, so now it's Google.
I don't know if it was pre-Google, but it was definitely in the early days of Google.
Days. Yeah.
But, yeah. And then that kind of didn't work as much anymore, we switched on to MSN Messenger, which is, of course, a classic.
The start and end of all my high school relationships.
There you go.
Just kidding.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So then, but then, like, after that friend group kind of dissipated, I never really made another one.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of retreated into the background. and now I'm just a lurker on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talk to my real-life friends online, and I have a friend group that I talk to on Skype.
Yeah.
But I don't have any online-only friends anymore, which is, I think I should,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard.
It is.
It's hard.
Like, I don't know, before it was more of a normal thing for me, like, having friends online, I would go on forums and talk to people and then email people back and forth about issues and topics that we kind of had in common, and then it was just normal, and then now it would feel weird. It's like, I have a friend, but I haven't met them in real life. But back then, like, at age, 14?
Yeah,
I have so many internet friends, and I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
and now it'd just be
really
weird, because I'm like, well, I need to make friends in real life, because I'm, like, 22, and I should talk to people in real life, but, like, I don't know. Yeah.
But, I mean, going back to Tumblr, I see a lot of, I kind of follow a lot of people that are in the same friend group, so I'm kind of following the periphery of their relationships. So, like,
okay.
It still happens, and I'm still, like, you know, I'm kind of envious of them, really, because they have these great relationships that, you know, are sustained online, and they sort of create these communities.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to... I don't know what it was that I was so willing to interact with a nameless, faceless avatar back then. It didn't seem as real, but now I'm kind of more aware that there's a human on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the anxiety just comes flooding back in.
Exactly, the fact that it's an actual person. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What do they think of me? But I can't even see them. And I don't think I'll ever come face to face with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of,
like,
thing. Why am I still?
you type out a message and you just sit there judging it for half an hour.
I hope
and
this
you're
the right thing.
Just agonizing over it.
Did you ever have pen pals?
No.
I had, like, 3 when I was...
Really?
...in elementary. One in Germany, one in Australia, and one in Edmonton, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was neat. It was, like, kind of something we had to do in school. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I would get drawings back instead of letters. Because I said I was, like, into art back then, so mm-hmm. I would just draw pictures instead of just write letters, and that was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
I like pen pals. I wish I could have one now. Because that's not a thing anymore.
Now that you mention it, actually, I think I did have a pen pal, but... It was somebody in Stonewall, Manitoba. It wasn't exactly a cultural exchange.
Yeah.
I just remember getting a rock in the mail at some point.
A rock?
Like, well, because Stonewall.
I got a rock.
So they have, like, happy rocks. And
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know, you know. It's
that's funny.
Small town Manitoba. Oh, man. The real deals.
The real deal.
Uh-oh, did I just reveal our location to the listeners? Too late. They already know. It's happened. We're in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is what's happening right now.
We'll find you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Never reveal your personal identity on the internet.
I got so many of those lectures in
junior high.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Yeah, my dad was so paranoid about that. And now it's like, for school, we have to have ourselves on the internet.
Exactly.
Like, we have to be our real name on Twitter.
I'm entirely comfortable with tweeting every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I do it for journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I have Snapchat, which is very... You do... what you want to a certain audience, but Twitter's like, everyone's gonna look at you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm very into Instagram. I like posting my pictures. Twitter, not so much. I'm more of a lurker.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I don't know. I never have, like, clever things to tweet. Or if I do, it's just, like, I end up deleting it.
Sometimes I'll have...
I'm introverted online, too, which doesn't make sense. Cause, yeah. Right? But, I don't know. It's it's a good way to kind of carve out your personality. People kind of... If you can't, like, express it in person, you could always express it through a screen.
Yeah.
It's funny. You could, like, create your own persona online.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, for a long time, I really resisted putting myself out there on social media under my own name.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just weirds me out to think that I could tweet one thing... And somebody could take it the wrong way, and then all of a sudden my life is crumbling down.
It links back to you.
My life is crumbling down around my ears. So I have, like, sometimes I'll think of, like, just funny, like, quippy little things to tweet and just tweet them. And it's like, hey, I'm a person, I'm alive. But other than that, it's like all my real online activity is under my screen names.
Anonymous, yeah.
And I do my level best. Like, I have two different emails. I have two different, like, sets of... accounts, basically. Yeah. It's like, okay,
keep it separate.
This is my real life stuff, Facebook, Twitter. That's basically it.
Yeah.
All the proper social media where you're supposed to interact with real humans.
Humans, ah.
If I could be off Facebook, I would, but goddamn. So much stuff that happens on Facebook.
Yeah.
You just, like, you can't not be on it because everyone loves it. And mm-hmm. It's the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. It's like a slithering cesspool of advertisements and clickbait posts now.
Oh, yeah.
It's just terrible. I hate it so much.
Vines. That's all I see now.
Yeah.
On my Facebook, at least.
Yeah, you get the little, like, videos of, like, the 6-second videos.
What
really grinds my gears, actually, is seeing reposted Tumblr posts in, like, grainy screenshots on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? No. Stop it. You're crossing the streams. How dare you? Oh, it's so bad.
Keep them separate. This doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
They're funny, though, sometimes.
I mean, yeah, they're funny videos, but that's not for real life internet. That's for screen name internet. That's for where I go to yell about, you know, stuff and things. Yeah. Sorry, you were saying something about other stuff.
Oh, yeah, back to the topic of, like, friends on social media. Do you have that one friend who just is exactly how they are online as they are in person, and then that one friend who isn't is just took the complete opposite online, and then when you meet them, you're like, what? Just there's so much of a discrepancy, like a disconnect between that. Because I always notice that.
Yeah, I don't know if that I've had... The few friends that I interact with both online and real life are pretty similar
to the real life. They're consistent.
But back in the days of the MSN days, yeah. I'm sure that if I met some of those people in real life now, it would just be completely bizarre world. Like, you could kind of tell they were putting on a persona.
Yeah.
And there was some drama that happened involved with that. You know, somebody got cat.
If you're putting on a persona, then you should be anonymous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're under your real name, first and last name, and you're posting stuff online and your friends see it and then you see them in real life and it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you acting like that online? And then I know how you are in real life. You're not like that.
Yeah.
I know. I can't think of an example, but I know people.
If you could think of an example, it'd be really interesting. But
yeah.
I think it's like the internet, like, gives you the ability to be anonymous.
Yeah.
And even if you're under your own name, you still feel like you're being anonymous.
Yeah.
And you think you can get away with crap. And or, like, the internet doesn't feel real still, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's this whole other sphere, but it's, it's totally real life, but it totally isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Deep thoughts
deep thoughts.
On Background Noise. Deep thoughts.
Hashtag deep thoughts.
Everyone take a drink.
Everything's a hashtag now. Everyone take a drink.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Background Noise drinking game. Take a shot every time there's dead air. Damn.
You'll be wasted by the end.
Exactly.
But there won't be any dead air because I'll be too wasted to shut the hell up. That's what happens when I drink. I lose my filter. It's bad.
I lose my filter.
It's really
doesn't
bad.
Everyone.
What happens with you?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I think, like, I just get louder.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I become extroverted for just, like, a couple hours, which
yeah.
is weird. People are like, whoa. Like, no.
Yeah. Like, I'll say things that normally I wouldn't say, and people like, look at me really strangely. I'm like, that's right. This is what you're missing out on. This is what actually happens in my brain. You're not ready for this.
But then people are like, man, why don't you talk more? Why are you not like that normally? I'm like, well, I don't know. I was born shy. Do you think it's innate? Or is it learned, like introversion?
I think it's a bit of both, but some of it is definitely innate.
Yeah.
Like an innate personal, like you just have to look at siblings basically, right?
Yeah.
It's the same genetic combination functionally. Well, okay,
did you ever
really.
Take psychology?
I took one first year psych class that I remember very little of.
I took like 4, and I was super into it, and I was going to like double major in psychology and English.
All right, go ahead. Psychologize.
Learn me. But then, you know, it's university. None of that stuff actually sticks. But we learned like the nature versus nurture thing and like how genetics plays a huge role in even personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Personality. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of bizarre, actually. My brother used to be the really outgoing one.
Oh, yeah?
But nowadays, I think I'm the more, like, I don't know. I think he has more friends, but, like, I can be a functional human. Like, I can go into stores and, like, go to the cashier and not feel like I'm going to melt into
things,
the
floor.
It took a few years to get to that point, but we're finally there. We did it.
So he's just getting there.
Yeah, I can just get in there, and he's just like, oh, I don't know, I don't know. And I'm like, you just got to get her done. Yeah. Yeah, there's that feeling of, at school, really, is, like, of being on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll go home, and, like, because I spent the whole summer basically just inside and stewing my own juices. and so I kind of retreated into my brain a lot and became very introverted in that way. But, like, now that I'm back at school and I have to be on a lot, I'll go home and like my brain just feels entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm kind of buzzing and I feel like I have to talk at my boyfriend and like tell him about my day and like, oh, about all these things that happened, whereas before it's just kind of like you just sit there and don't bother, like miss, like some days I wouldn't even feel like talking. I would just like message him over Skype.
And there's like nothing wrong with not feeling like you're not feeling like you want to talk.
Yeah.
And it's like some days you just don't want to, but it doesn't mean you're a snob or something, because that's what I feel. That's why I try to talk as much as I can, even though it's hard sometimes. I just don't want to look like a snob, because some people have like misread me and said that, you know, I came off as someone who didn't like them or just was like just bitter and sour about the world, which is not true. I just don't like talking sometimes. It's not like, you know, we said, oh, how to talk to people when you hate people. I don't really hate people. I just sometimes just don't feel like talking, and that's completely fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it should be more fine to not have to be projecting your thoughts into the world all the time.
Yeah.
She says as she's doing a podcast that she's going to be projecting into the world and telling you to listen to our thoughts. It's required for school. This is what's happening here.
Not saying we're not having fun.
No, it's kind of interesting. Awesome. Yeah. But because it's like a more relaxed forum. But yeah, like when you don't talk about yourself, people just assume things about you.
Right.
And I don't know that I've ever asked anyone what their assumption of me was. Or
what
like,
did you ever? What did you think about blogging? Because my first couple of blogs, I just talked about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm sharing too much? Or not like that, but like, man, I don't think I'm that interesting. I should just stop talking about myself. But I think everyone's interesting. Like, there's something to be dug up about. But I think introverts just kind of like, they're more of the listener type instead of the...
Well, it's very hard to see that about yourself.
Exactly.
Like, when people ask me what my skills are, I just kind of sit there and stare at them.
Blankly.
Like, I don't know if it's just me or if it's a thing that happens to everyone, but I have just such a, like, I don't know what other people think of me. I don't know, like, objectively how to approach my personality or whatever. I mean, blogging I didn't really have a problem with because I picked a topic that I love.
Yours is a niche, very niche
blog. Mine was a bookshelf blog. It's like basically I looked at my shelf every week and I'm like, okay, which book do I want to write 500 words about today? And picked a book, wrote it up, no problem.
Nice.
I think I just happened to pick a very good topic for myself. But yeah, if I had to like just write about like my thoughts and feelings, like that's basically what my Tumblr is. Like I could do that there, but I don't. I just read blog stuff. I don't post personal stuff because I don't think it's that interesting.
Exactly. That's why I was like hesitant to blog about myself, because I'm like, what's interesting about me?
Yeah.
I feel like introverts are more self-deprecating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, extremely. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if I should blog, or my social media presence isn't really contributing, kind of.
Self-confidence is huge.
Yeah, even like, you think, though, like, it's so easy to tweet, it's so easy to post a picture, but it's like, that requires confidence, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird how that works.
Yeah, people who have confidence don't think about the fact that they have it, or don't realize that they have it, or when you're being confident, you don't really think about the fact that you're being confident, I guess, which is obviously, it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because that's what confidence is. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to second guess.
Right.
You don't have that thing in the back of your brain being like, oh, I don't know, I don't think that you're interesting, or that you should, or that you have, you know, value as a human being, and that's fun to deal with every day of your life.
This is a depressing podcast.
It's not.
No, it's not.
No, this is...
So many people can relate.
Yeah.
And you always think you're, like, the only one. Like you're in a room and everyone's just loud. Like, why am I alone? But, like, no. That's, like, more common. I feel like it's more common for people to be shy than just outgoing and outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not talked about. That's why we're talking about it.
That's just the thing.
Hey, bringing it back.
Yeah, bring it back.
So I'm like on a website right now, 30 problems that only introverts will understand.
Oh, I hate those lists.
List journalism.
I hate them. Listicles.
And number 30, the people need to know that you aren't mad, depressed, or antisocial. You just need not to talk to anyone for a while, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
And I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I got, actually, now that I think about it, I got that more when I was living at home still.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would just be, you know, sitting at the kitchen table, just reading the paper, or just, like, sitting there having a sandwich or something, and my mom would walk in and be like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Are you okay? What's going on? I'm like,
Nothing.
Wrong. Should there be something wrong? Now I'm wondering if there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. Suddenly something is wrong.
And then the paranoia kicks in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Number 13 on this list, people making you feel weird for wanting to do things by yourself.
Yeah.
Because I go to movies by myself.
I do, too.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't know. I got heck for that. Like, why would you do that? You should have invited me. And, like, you know, it was, like, a situation where I was, like, actually with my family, but I had already seen the movie, so I just went off, branched off, and watched something by myself, and I enjoyed it. And it's like that. If other people don't like what you like, then go, like, there's a concert, no one else likes the music you like, then go by yourself. You'll meet people that, you know.
Yeah,
that
show your interests.
Like the same thing.
And that's
but,
thing.
I went to a movie by myself, and like, people were like, why would you do that? That's weird. Like, no, it's not. I just wanted to enjoy the movie. Like, there doesn't have to be people around me all the time.
And it's very strange, particularly with movies, because, oh dear, movies aren't an inherently social activity.
Now they are.
Well, no, but, like, the function of a movie, like, a movie is all you do, you sit there and you watch a wall for 2.5 hours. Well, you,
moving,
like,
vividly
hallucinate, basically. But, like,
I think the social part is after the movies when you talk about it. But otherwise, you're just sitting there. Like,
yeah.
You don't talk during movies. You don't want to be that guy, you know? But, like,
I gotta be honest. Part of the reason I go by myself is sometimes I'm that guy.
Sometimes you're that guy.
When I'm watching a movie that I'm not completely enjoying, that I just, like, I know will be bad or I know I won't enjoy, I'm just a constant, like, sarcastic commentary.
Remarks,
track.
Yeah. That's like, why, like, I went to the movies. I go to the movies with my sister a lot because we like watching bad movies together.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'm, like, refraining from just making a comment all the time, but I'll just whisper to, like, oh my god, that thing was so bad, like,
yeah,
but it's funny. But I do, yeah, like, going by myself, like, and it's not weird, guys. You can do it. Don't be ashamed to go to the movies by yourself, go to a concert by yourself, go to a restaurant by yourself.
Yeah,
I
that's another thing too, like, I go to restaurants by myself a lot, actually, because I'm, you know, out
table
and about
for
and,
one
yeah, and I just want to get a bite to eat or whatever, and I want to have a sit-down meal, and
yeah,
I've gotten over the awkwardness a little bit, I think, but it's still kind of weird to be like, yeah, I'll just be eating by myself.
Yeah.
Like, the most interaction you have is your waitress. Do you ever get nervous when the waitress comes by?
Sometimes, because then I feel like, what do I do?
I feel like
what
I'm always,
I order?
I feel like I'm always, like, overly enthusiastic when I'm by myself.
Oh, that's the thing is, but I am a waitress, though, so, like,
oh, yeah.
I have to, like, my job is to be engaging and happy and, like, upbeat all the time, but, mm-hmm. like, I'm still trying to figure out how to waitress.
Yeah. Well, no, like, not when you're at work, but, like, when you're just a customer and you're sitting
But
there.
As a customer, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have to match, like, being on the other side of it, being a waitress and having to be outgoing and then talking to the customer, and I feel like now it's, like, I have to match that level of enthusiasm that they bring, because some waitresses are so happy, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, hi, how can I help you today? I'm like, whoa.
I can never tell if they're being genuine.
If they're being, or if they're just, like, you know, they go back to the kitchen, and they're just like, okay.
Yeah, they're just like, fuck that guy. I hate him so much. I mean, they probably do, because that's the nature of the service industry, but...
Yep. Yeah, I deal with a lot of crappy situations, but
yeah, whatever. It's kind of like, whenever I get in situations like that, I either just panic and freeze up, or panic, and, like, the customer service switch in my brain kind of switches on.
Right.
And I become this obnoxious, like, automaton of, like, service and whatever. It's just like, ugh, God. I hate that customer service is, like, the starting industry. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get any starting jobs that aren't customer service, basically.
Right. It's always either retail, food.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like...
Entry-level jobs.
Entry-level jobs always have to deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
Except my sister, she's in computer science, and she doesn't have to deal with people. Which, like, brings up the stereotype of computer science people.
Maybe I should have gone to computer science.
I actually would have if I was good at logic and algorithms and math. But I don't. I'm not good at it. So
I never really tried. I might be good at them. I don't know. Like, I don't know any HTML, and I should. If I want to be like, I'm an online expert.
Coding,
I don't know any
coding
all
that
at all.
Stuff. No, because like, I saw her homework, and a lot of it was... calculus and stuff.
Oh God.
I'm just like, ugh. No, if I was good at that, I would take a computer science job just because it's like cool, and you're like, I feel like it's like the triumph of the nerds.
Yeah,
referencing back to our magazine. Nerds are like cool now.
Yeah, well, I have one of my friends is actually, he's graduated from computer science, and he's having a heck of a time finding a stable job.
Yeah, it's the market's really good because of the technology boom right now.
That's not what I said. He's having trouble finding a job.
Oh, he's having trouble. I thought you said he was having a great time.
No, he's having a heck of a time. Like,
oh, like
a bad time. Sorry,
bad
my
time.
My phrasing
okay.
is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarcasm on the radio does not translate sometimes.
Yeah. No, he's...
So he's struggling.
He's been out of... Like, he has a job now, but it's, like, basically temporary. Like, he was with this company. He had, like, a 6-month contract or something. Or, like, a contract for a specific job they wanted.
Yeah.
And then he got let go. And now he's back with the same company for... Another, like limited time job. Mm-hmm. But he's not hired as an employee. He's just hired for that one job, basically. So it's kind of like, it's more of a freelance thing now. Freelance marketing type thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's just him and he's bad at interviews
Maybe,
or what. But
because I've heard that it's a really good place to be in right now.
Yeah.
And you make a lot, too. Like,
yeah, I've heard that, too.
My sister's going to be the rich one. I'm just going to be like... poor art student.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
Just get a nice cushy corporate job.
Yeah.
There you go. That's kind of what I want. I don't know.
That's I want to start somewhere and then eventually end up doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
Even if it means like working with like being a waitress right now.
Yeah.
But like no, I know that this program is promising, so.
Yeah, people keep asking me what I want to do afterwards. I'm like, get paid. I just want to get paid. Should not be that revolutionary, guys.
I also I think being introverted makes you a lot more creative.
You think?
I think so. Because then you're, like, spending time by yourself and you're thinking of things. And that's where my, like, songwriting thing came about. Because I would just, like, be at home, like, everyone's out partying. And I'm just, like, with my guitar in my room, like, in the corner just writing songs. And my other hobby was drawing. So I would just, like, be a homebody doing creative things by myself.
Yeah.
That's how it kind of plays into that.
Yeah, I think you're lucky in that way, too. Or, like, I don't know. I've never felt very creative.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, maybe I'm just lazy. It's probably that. But, like, I can do that kind of stuff when put to it, but I don't generally choose to.
Right.
Like, as a kid, I didn't write. I just read. Like,
right.
Just give me information. I will take it in and mm-hmm. regurgitate it to you at some later date. Like,
right.
I always felt that my strongest, like, basic thing was, like, just having a logical... thought process and like being able to use that to apply that to whatever I'm doing and just
right.
kind of be able to come up with a quick and easy way to do things, but maybe that was just my younger brain. Have you noticed that your brain feels slower now that you're like past 20?
Yes. Okay. Like all the time.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me because I felt way smarter in high school than I do right now.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it's just like the burnout process being in school for like 20 some years. I don't know. No, it hasn't been that long.
20 years.
It's like going into my fifth year of post-secondary, I feel mm-hmm. like this should be my like last lap and I should be like, okay, I'm going to go hard and I'm going to get good grades. I'm going to study hard because this is my last year. But like it's so the burnout. I feel like I'm in senior year in high school all over again.
Yeah.
Because senior year was like, grade 12 was like, okay, I just want to get this over with, and I didn't really, like, try as hard as I should have.
The senioritis is real. Like, that's senioritis. A real thing.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's like we're, like, experiencing it to the fullest right now.
Yeah.
Senioritis.
It's like, now that I have, like, the end at the... You never heard that before?
You, like, panic. No, I thought you just made that up.
No, I did not make that up, I promise. Nothing on here is original. This is all... Nothing is new.
Like, that's creative. Just kidding.
Hey. Yeah. Sarcastic remarks. Great. Let's patent that and sell that for $15 an hour.
So I'm, like, looking at the list here again. Having more conversations in your head than you do in real life.
Oh, God.
Do you do that?
Absolutely.
I rehearse them in my head.
Yeah. Or, like, I'll think about a conversation that I had. I should have said this instead, you know?
I saw this thing on Tumblr when you plan out a conversation in your head and then the other person doesn't go along with the conversation.
Yeah. This wasn't how I planned it in my head.
What do I say now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Run away.
Yeah.
People interrupting your thoughts and you get irrationally angry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I only feel that way when the other person feels more like their whatever they have to say is so important and mine is just not. And that's what I'm getting. Like, it's not that they're like, oh, I have something to say. I want to say it right now. It's like, oh, be quiet. You know, just don't talk. You get people like that. They just love the sound of their own voice a little too much.
Yeah, apparently I'm pretty bad for interrupting people. My boyfriend has gotten mad at me about it on several occasions. Because, like, I think I'm helping, and I'm just not. So if I ever interrupt you, please, like, smack me or something.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be an open place for those of us who don't speak very often, but apparently I'm, like, an extroverted introvert or something, you know? Like, I'm kind of borderline.
Borderline.
I don't know. Let's not categorize people.
No.
Categories aren't cool.
No.
But I know exactly what you mean. For going back to relationships, my very first boyfriend was kind of like that. He was had a very strong personality.
Right.
And he loved the sound of his own voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we were mostly friends first. Like, we really shouldn't have been.
Was it an introvert-extrovert kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
Totally know the feel.
Oh, God. No, that was not what I wanted at all. he was one of those kids that loved politics.
Oh, yeah?
He wants to, you know...
Run for prime minister?
He wants to run for office and change the world.
Oh, wow.
And he had all kinds of ideas about how that would be the best way to do it. And that was the majority of our conversations. Him soliloquizing and me sitting there wishing I was anywhere else.
In retrospect, how did that go?
In retrospect, I don't know why I hung out with him and then dated him later. God.
I've always been in introvert-extrovert relationships. I would always be the listener, and I'd like chattier guys. I don't know. I think it's because it's like who I want to be. And I never was really into the awkward type like myself, like the quiet type, because I feel like if you're in a relationship, you kind of like want someone to help you grow.
Yeah.
So... The reason why, like, I like people who are outgoing, it's because I want to be outgoing, and they'll probably motivate me to be more outgoing. And so far, you know, that hasn't worked out because, like, I've always been out-talked, and, like, I'm still shy, you know, but, like, whatever, I'm work in progress. Yeah. I think I'm, like, way better at, you know, doing the socializing thing now than I was 5 years ago, even when I was, like, a senior in high school and figuring out stuff. But, yeah, I definitely like opposites attract kind of thing. I've always liked... people who are opposite of me.
And that's the thing. It's like sometimes extrovert can also mean asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
But you want somebody who is caring enough, who cares enough about you to let you.
I think for me, I like charisma.
Oh, yeah.
Charisma is like being extroverted with charm and without the asshole. Yeah, so.
See, yeah, charisma for me is like, I don't know. I always see it as being disingenuous.
Oh yeah,
as a thing they're putting on to like manipulate people or get their way.
Right, like being a showman.
Kind of thing. And that turns me right off. Like, you know, obviously be a good person and be nice.
Of course.
But if you're being, you know, like fake. Mr. Stage Star over here every second of every day, it's
like a genuine charisma. Like,
yeah, I guess that's hard to
quantify. You interpret it in different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta ask you this: how many relationships have you been in?
I've been in 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Then we're on the same page.
Nice. 30. No.
230.
230. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Well, I guess technically you're still ahead of me because I guess you're like, I'm still in the process of number 2, whereas you're...
I've, yeah.
You finished number 2.
Finished number 2 currently, so flying solo. not so really cool. Looking right now, but
yeah, no, that's fair. You don't want to
just
do it.
Call me for a good
note. No, I'm amazed my boyfriend
204-9. I'm just kidding.
I'm amazed my boyfriend hasn't broken up with me yet. The amount of crap I have to do.
Like, that's my thought process with every relationship. Why are you still with me?
Yeah. All the time. I'm like, why are you with me? And he's like, no, you don't understand. You're amazing. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
I think we've reached the like ultimate point in the relationship where it's like we both think we're too good for each other. Or like we both think the other one is too good for us. You know?
Oh, okay. So you don't think... Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Reword that.
Yeah, sorry. So like, I think he's too...
You think he can do better, he thinks you can do better.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
No, exact thought process of me.
So, yeah, it worked out well. Okay, so tell me about your boyfriends or your ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
Gossip time.
Number one. So the weird thing is they're still in, like, my life because I'm friends
really?
With them. So, hey, shout out to, like, dude number one, you know who you are, and guy number two, you know who you are.
There you go. Dude number one,
like,
guy number
Like, I still
two.
Talk to them, like and it. We're on, like, good terms. So it was never, like, a... horrible, like, I haven't talked to them in 5 years kind of thing. We're not, like, best friends, like, talk every day, but, like, we're in the same, like, social circle, so I'll, like, bump into them every now and then at a party or, like talk for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird because I'm, like, the only one in my circle of friends that can kind of pull that off. Everyone else has just been, like, horribly really bad at keeping up, like, the post-breakup relationship, like,
yeah.
friendship. I don't know. So, like, I'm still, like, they're still in my life, but not... you know, heavily involved in it.
I'm going to need you to share your secrets because I totally burned that bridge. My bridge is burned.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's long
gone. It's because in general, I don't like having bad blood with anyone. I've never really had a fight with a friend or having had a falling out with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like after a breakup, I'd always make sure it's like, okay, we're on good terms. And anything that's like bad blood or anything like is going to be settled and we're going to be mature about this.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, how do you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. You just do it. You just like, you want to be the better person kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like, it's always been like mutual too. So they
okay.
were good. Like high school. I had one boyfriend in high school and then I had one in university.
Okay.
And they were totally different. Like, in high school, it was very high school, you know, like, the MSN days. It was like, hey.
Yep.
And then you'd put their name beside your name.
Oh,
and you're like, it's official, guys.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that long. I think it was only, like, for most of grade 12. And then, you know, how everyone breaks up after high school. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very, like, high school. I don't remember much. It was, I think I just, like, blocked it out because it was, like, so high school. I have no other words to say.
Yeah.
It was just, like, really... like, my first relationship ever. And it was like, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Second relationship, I'm still, how do I do this?
Yeah.
And, you know, second one was a little more, like, trying to take it seriously because I'm, like, past high school and you're like, yeah, I want to take it seriously. But, no, it didn't last because, again, too different.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always like, man, maybe I should just, like, go for someone who's, like, exactly like me.
You know? You don't want that.
Because I know, that's why I don't want that. But it's always been, like, the total opposite where it becomes, like, too hard to relate and you have like different paths in life and like you can't understand each other.
Yeah.
Okay, it was weird. Like, do you imagine me like going out with like some dude from the country who has never ever been around like a minority group kind of thing? And like it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Well yeah, and it happened.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You dated like a hick boy.
No, like not hick. He's like half city, half country. Like
okay,
he went to college in the city, and then his family lives out in the country. So
okay,
like,
yeah, I know what kind of person.
Drive
you mean,
out there,
yeah.
And that was like the first time I ever like drove out on the highway was to like go to his house, and I'm like, oh my god,
so
this little sheltered chick.
Yeah,
and like yeah, so it was interesting.
So you basically dated the dude version of me, you know?
No,
not exactly, not at all,
not exactly.
No,
similar like upbringings. I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what
yeah,
I'm
for
saying.
Sure. Yeah, because we had, like, the relating point was, like, he was in the city to go to school. I'm like, okay, I live there. I'm, like, total North End. And then his, like, he stayed with, like, his grandma. So he would be in the North End a couple blocks from me. So that was that. And then weekends would be, like, let's go to the country. And my mom thought it was a farm. Because she thinks, like, everyone who lives out of Winnipeg is, like, lives
a
on a farm, has, like, cows and, like,
uh-huh.
pigs. So then, and, like,
oh
to
God.
This day, she still calls it that. And I laugh so hard.
That's, wow. That's so bizarre.
Can you, like... explain or like debunk that.
Yeah, debunk. Well,
assumption that, okay, mom, if you're listening, you know, not everyone who lives out of Winnipeg owns a horse. Or
exactly.
Is
well,
a farmer.
Okay, this is going to sound like I'm not debunking at all because I definitely lived across the street from a horse.
From a farm?
No, not a farm, just a horse.
Just a horse, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so like I just lived on this tiny country road and it was basically just like a suburban road, except the yards were way bigger and it was way quieter.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. And then there was a house across from us that basically took up like 2 or 3 lots worth mm-hmm. of land, and 2 lots worth of that was just a big pasture, like mm-hmm. a big horse pasture, fenced in area, and that's mm-hmm. where the horses were. Actually, there were a few people who had horses on my street, but we weren't all on farms,
you were, yeah,
I promise.
Exactly. And I went up there and I'm like, there's no farms around here. And it was only like a 35-minute drive from where I live. So like yeah. about like 5 minutes past wherever Winnipeg ends.
Yeah. Because like to be a productive farm, you actually have to have so much land.
Exactly. It has to be massive.
And
like,
to
your next door neighbor would not be visible.
No, exactly.
Right? And
exactly.
I'm like, hey, you got neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The I know this because my family has a farm.
Right.
Out in like halfway to Brandon basically. Uh-huh. Like and the plots of land out there are just massive. You don't see a house for miles basically. Mm-hmm. On our street it's like, well, like the closer you get to the city, the more valuable the land becomes.
Right.
Basically just because of the proximity to the city, and you have the little towns that kind of crop up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no space for farming there. Like, there are some farm fields. Okay, like, I say this, and I just realized that half of my road has farmland adjacent to it.
But the thing, not all.
But it's not, like, a cute little barn house and cows and pigs and stuff. It's just...
And people in overalls.
It's a field of wheat. And sometimes
it's a field of wheat.
And sometimes there's flax, and sometimes there's, you know, corn. Sometimes there's sunflowers.
Yeah.
But it's just a field.
That's just the field.
Yeah.
That's the country.
There's way less... Wow. That's... Okay. There's way less... livestock farming than I think people in the city
assume, yeah. So that was like my assumption. That was like a super interesting relationship because it was total opposite. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, this like Asian chick who grew up in the North End, like city my whole life,
mm-hmm.
and like it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like interesting, just like having those two worlds kind of like collide.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was neat. It was interesting.
That's
learned
cool.
a lot.
That's cool.
But yeah. Too different.
So yeah, okay. So like both of your breakups were mutual.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I definitely was the dumper.
You were the dumper.
In my relationship. And that's why I haven't talked to him again, because it's like...
Oh, because then you feel... Eh.
Because I have heard that it's the prerogative of the dumpy to... the person who got dumped to reestablish contact, and he hasn't.
Right, so you assume
so
it's just like...
Eh. It's like, you know, like... That's his choice, I think, and I don't know if he knows that that's the social convention.
Uh-huh.
I would be surprised if he didn't.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I don't want to be that person to be like, "Hey, remember how I totally dumped you? You want to be friends again?" Like,
what's up? No. It's been a while. Remember, you wanna, you know, remember how I totally dumped you?
At this point,
was
it's
it
been,
like
it's
a
been too long.
Like was it like a vicious dumping or like a friendly? You know, it's not you, it's me. It's
it was.
Things.
I don't know that it was totally vicious, but it was definitely not the friendliest that it could have been.
Oh, okay. That's how whole not keeping in contact happens.
Yeah.
It's because it depends on how you were broken up with. Because, like, the first one was kind of like, I was the dumpy, but, like, not really. Like, he wanted to end it, and I was kind of, like, thinking that in my head, too. So
okay.
I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, this is what's best. It's not like, no, come back. No, I can fix this. I can do better. I can change. No, it was like, I just kind of let it happen, and that's how it was, like, mutual. And then the second one was kind of, like, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was, like, more mutual, because then you kind of, like, you can tell when it's coming to an end, and you're like, yeah, we're better off just, like, being friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to be friends at first, but... You eventually get back there, because mm-hmm. then I started out as friends. You know, some people just, like, meet someone and they're just dating, like, a week later kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah,
no.
So that's why, like, I have this really, like, this structure of how it should be and just, like, be friends first. And if it doesn't work out, then you could still be friends after, because you know what it's like to just be friends.
Yeah,
so that's
I definitely
my...
have to be friends first.
Of course.
I don't.
You don't just meet someone and decide that you want to, like, date them, because, I don't know.
I mean, first of all, I don't really understand that, like, instant attraction thing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know somebody first.
Yeah, no, physical, people mistake physical attraction for, like, oh, I like this person.
Yeah. Even that, though, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just kind of, like, I've been in relationship mode too long, but
right.
I don't see somebody and think, oh, they're attractive. I would like to do, you know, whatever, X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
such thing to them. I just kind of think, there's a person. There's
another
person.
Yeah,
there's a person.
It takes a while.
Their hair is dumb. Their shirt's nice. You know, like.
Judging you.
Well, listen. No. Let's be real. I'll do it. But, yeah. Ugh. I could do, like, a whole soliloquy on my first relationship and how it was amazingly unhealthy and just not what either of us needed, but.
Right. But I think you need to get that first before you know what to do.
Yeah.
You have to have the crappy stuff.
This is all in hindsight. At the time, it was, like, really exciting and, like, it was a first relationship, right? It was, like, that thing I'd been agonizing over, like.
Am I going to be forever alone?
I had
because I'm an introvert.
Yeah. Well, it was because I had so many issues with my height when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, I was always taller than all the boys.
Oh, okay.
For those of you who cannot see me, I'm 5'10", which for a woman is not short.
Yeah.
And it was just this thing of like, I was convinced that nobody would ever like see me that way, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And the further into high school it got, the more I was convinced that, you know, because
right,
everyone was having the high school relationships, which
yeah,
is like, you know, they're not going to last, but it's an experience.
It's experience,
to have, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it just became this whole thing where both of us were like the intellectual types, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were the ones that were at the top of the class and competing for grades and all that. And it was just as weird. We just spent a lot of time together because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone in the school, basically, well, not really, but like in our friend group, and then even some of the teachers decided that we should be together. My school was weird.
You guys look good together, dates.
Literally, that happened. Yeah. That happened. And like, apparently there was like a betting pool in the teacher's lounge or something. Like,
are you serious?
That literally
no
happened.
Way.
Like, I can't believe
that
was my life at one point. But I would get comments from teachers
insane.
That I didn't have
yeah.
forever. But like, I would be sitting in the hallway and they would be passing me and they'd be like, hey, so you and so-and-so, da, 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 da. And I'm like, what? So it was like peer pressure, like bizarro world.
Yeah.
I don't even
That's
know.
Strange.
So at that point, I don't think I could have figured out my own feelings even if I wanted to.
Exactly.
It's just, yeah. It was basically a shit show from beginning to end.
Oh, man.
I learned some very valuable lessons from it, so it's not a total loss.
Mm-hmm. I remember you told me something while we were driving back from Pinawa.
What was that something?
It was like, you find someone and the moment you don't feel anxious around them, that's how you know that, you know,
yeah,
you're compatible. Because like
yeah,
every relationship I've been in, I've had some sort of anxiety because
mm-hmm,
it's like, it's me trying to keep it up and like wondering if I'm doing it right or
yep,
wrong. And I end up pushing them away.
Yeah.
Like unknowingly. And they just like, and it just ends up being like, more distant than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, okay, that's my indicator then. That's like on, like, I still keep that in mind, like, with everyone I like look for. It's like, do we click naturally? Do I have to like put on this front, not being fake, but like
being on or
being
like,
on. Yeah,
being like,
turn the on switch.
Yeah. Because
I want to be able to just like
not have to be on.
Not have to be on and just be myself.
Exactly. Like be the extroverted version of yourself, basically.
Yeah, because like, you know, for every introvert, there's their, like, outside world kind of front. And then there's their, like, when they can just be whatever
mm-hmm,
they want to be without feeling anxious.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, totally true, you know.
The soft, gooey center. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
When you go home and you take off your work shoes and you
yeah,
put on your soft pajamas and you just kind of like, all right, this is where I'm going to be
yeah,
for the next
And you don't
hours.
You don't feel judged or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, like, felt anxiety going into relationships, and that's why I've kind of like been actively avoiding them for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And people probably like think I'm weird or something. Like, what?
No.
No, I just, you know, I want to focus on myself in school, and I'm like, don't think that I have found anyone yet that like makes me not feel anxious, because
mm-hmm,
everyone has. And it's like that thing, it's like when you're like 12 years old and then your crush walks by and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when I'm like already dating that person, it still feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even like in a good way, like butterflies. It's more like, oh my god, how do I like make sure they stay with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. I don't know that I had it quite to that extent, but like, yeah, that anxiety that you talk about.
Yeah.
Like, not even in just romantic relationships.
Oh,
friendships.
Yeah, any situation.
Family,
like, coworkers.
You have to
yeah,
be a certain part of yourself, and you
yeah,
can't ever let the underside show, I
yeah,
guess, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, that happened. Like, that was how I knew I wanted to be with my current boyfriend, because
mm-hmm,
we were hanging out in the basement, and I was showing him one of these shows that I liked. Doctor Who, by the way. Shout out to Doctor Who for bringing us together. I was like, listen, I was like, okay, this first episode is really bad,
Matchmaker.
But you have to watch it. And I, like, forced him to watch Doctor Who, and, like, halfway through the episode, I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God. I'm not anxious.
Yeah, right?
I feel like a normal human being
yeah.
around this person. And yeah. I'm like, all right, yes, this.
Yes.
This right here. I wanted to keep this.
I choose you.
This is like a month before we got together. This is, you know, 6 months before we moved in together. We moved in together really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We went from being friends to being, you know, that nebulous thing in the middle that isn't
the gray
really
zone.
Thing. It's
yeah.
like, there was some stuff, but wasn't really a thing. And mm-hmm. it's just like, then being officially together. And then mm-hmm. we moved in, like, 4 months after that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's pretty fast.
And my parents were pissed. They were super
yeah.
pissed. They were like, you're making a huge mistake. There's no
what
way this
doing?
Is going to go right. But I knew because, like just, it's hard to explain, but, like, had that gut feeling. I'd never actually had that kind of, like, instinctual conviction before.
Right.
But somehow, like, just the fact that I was so comfortable around him, I could mm-hmm. be myself entirely without any reservation. It's mm-hmm. like, this is going to work.
Exactly.
And right. even if we break up tomorrow, It's been 3 years, and I think that's a right. legitimate amount of time for a relationship.
That's a,
it's
like, yeah, that's a while.
That's, you know, especially for, you know, a young buck like me, I guess.
Young buck.
I'm all 22 years old, and I've been in a 3-year relationship. But, and, like, you know, my parents were like, we're not going to be responsible when you break up
right.
4 months from now, because, like,
when
living
you break
together.
Up, they're, like, anticipating it already.
Exactly, because,
right?
I mean, they hadn't met him, and I was like, I'm moving in with this person that I started dating a month ago. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
And it just seemed like that typical teenage thing, right?
Yep.
But I was just like, I'm like, no, this is going to work. And it has worked.
Because of that like, moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like the moment of clarity. And
yeah.
I cannot believe how lucky I am to have gotten that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for
this
sure.
It's just ridiculous, but
I wish I knew that, like having that, like, anxiety all the time. Like, it never clicked to me until, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have this on switch and off switch even when I'm, like, dating someone who's, like, I'm supposed to, like, want to live with eventually,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
then, like, you can't, if you're with them 24/7, I can't be on 24/7 because that's exhausting.
Oh God, yeah,
that's
no,
like that's, very mentally exhausting.
That's how you burn yourself out.
Exactly, and then you just, like, you know,
yeah,
you kind of have, like, that escape, and then you just have no escape if it's just,
yeah,
like when I go on, like, trips with friends, camping trips, road trips.
Mm-hmm.
I still get exhausted from those mentally,
yeah,
not just
yeah.
physically, but, like, the fact that I'm surrounded with these people that I'm not comfortable with, like, spending every waking hour with.
Yeah.
I hang out with friends, but I don't want to, like, you know, live with them.
Yeah.
So if I find someone I, like, have that revelation moment with, then that's when I know. And I'm still keeping that in mind. Like,
yeah, I think that's a good thing because I didn't actually realize that I had that anxiety around people until I didn't anymore.
Yeah, until
with
you
the
didn't.
One person.
Like,
I'm like, oh my God, my entire world, like, shifted around its axis. It
yeah.
was unbelievable. Yeah, and now it's 3 years later, and my mom is giving me side eyes about grandkids, and I'm like, oh dear God.
Oh dear.
Let's
oh dear.
Not do that now.
But your parents are,
no,
like,
please.
Completely on board with it now.
Yeah, no, they're all
been
about
3 years.
It's been, yeah, they've met him now, they know him, they know that we're not just a couple of, you know, crazy kids,
yeah.
Crazy teenagers doing the, being
spontaneous,
yeah,
like, I'm moving
thing.
In with him.
Yeah. Like I said, even if we broke up today, I think it would be like, that was time well spent.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That was worth the risk.
That's it. Yeah. And I think it, like, teaches you so much.
Yeah.
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 And me. Like, I learned from you.
There you go. I'm here for introverts everywhere. Introverts, this is a teaching moment. When you find somebody that you are not anxious around,
Keep them.
Well, okay. I'm not saying that because, like, It's not the only metric to go by, but,
yeah.
like, consider them, maybe.
Consider
the option.
Yeah.
Look out for that, because it's a rare enough thing in the world that it should be at least explored, if not kept as close as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now, gonna be a little bit of relationship talk here, but it's like, I have, like, 14 billion cousins, and they're all,
oh,
like,
yeah.
a few years older than me, so,
right.
like, I've been to, like, 6 weddings in the last, like, year, basically.
Oh, wow.
So many cousins.
You have a lot of cousins.
I do. And
I do too, but I just don't live with around them.
Well, neither do I. But, like, our families are like, you invite cousins to weddings. That's just what you do, I guess.
Okay.
And I've been.
I'd
to
have
a lot
to
of
like go on a plane to go to my cousin's wedding because they all
oh,
live
yeah.
in like the States or Vancouver or the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
I'm, like, no family here.
Okay.
So.
All right, that's not as far as my cousins are.
yeah.
That's yeah. I thought mine were pretty far flung, but that's
yeah.
pretty bad. Yeah, but and yeah, of course, my parents like are a little older. They had me pretty late, so like they're kind of in the same place that my cousin's parents are in, like my aunts and uncles are in. So they're kind of looking at me and my 3-year committed relationship and like wedding bells in their eyes. And I'm like,
when is that ring gonna happen?
I need a job.
Yeah,
we both need jobs,
and that's what like people rush into nowadays because what's more important is like your life situation. And,
yeah.
Like, instead of like, oh, because we've been together this many years, that means we should just settle down. But it's like not that easy.
Yeah, like I can't. Yeah, I can't even begin to think about the traditional, like, quote unquote traditional life until have an income and some stability.
Like,
and it would make me too anxious.
Too anxious.
Hey.
Going back to that.
There you go. Well, yeah, there's gonna be a whole thing about anxiety and stuff.
Okay.
I want lunch.
Yeah, I'm hungry. And this concludes episode 2 of Background Noise. Hope you enjoyed.
No parting words of wisdom for the single ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid to, I don't know.
No fear. Anyway, all right. So, no words of wisdom here, because we're not that
the
smart.
The whole thing is a giant word of wisdom thing. So, listen to it, because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, it's great content. Just listen to the podcast. Why are you at the end? Go back to the beginning. Come on.
Scroll back.
I'm going to give you a second to scroll back. All right, very good. See you next week.